At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Houston, standing by. Over.
Jeremy and Joe continues now
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Why have we went back to this? Is Cutler saying that we start now? We fixed it for 3 months.
This day starts now?
That was the right intro. Well, at least it's labeled as right intro. Maybe someone saved over and I didn't notice it.
Very possible.
It used to. It was fixed for 3.5 months.
I'll check the tape. Hold on.
713-780 ESPN. I did put in my headset on light, so I could be wrong. Nebraska at 4 seed is more of a Cinderella than Texas at 11. Nebraska was really good this year. Weren't they the longest team, like the longest undefeated team in the country?
Yes.
Yeah, they're good.
Then that's more the story of Nebraska.
Yeah.
Since they've had never won a tournament game until this year.
Not this year's team in isolation,
yeah.
But the history of the program,
yeah.
Making their first ever Sweet 16 after they won their first ever NCAA tournament game.
Yeah.
That's fair. Junkie, Cinderella was actually wealthy due to her father, but the stepmom took it when the dad passed away and then made Cinderella the housemaid. Cinderella was a princess who was forced to be a servant after her parents died. Sounds like Texas to me. That's messed up. I don't really know the story of Cinderella all that well. Indiana was a Cinderella in football? Question mark? No, I don't think so.
No, maybe the year before they were. But not this year.
Texas is Cinderella. They just got diabetes and their big bad word feet. Seems like a bad thing to say. All right. I threw a BS flag on Cutler. Here's what Cutler said. Let's see if the rejoin was right.
Houston, standing by. Over.
Jeremy and Joe continues
okay,
now.
On ESPN 97.5.
I'll hang the L.
Just not listening.
Well, I put it on late and I thought I heard.
Boom, shakalaka.
I'm wrong. I admit that I'm wrong all the time. People are like, you never admit that you're wrong. I admit I'm wrong all the time. Every time that I'm wrong, I admit the wrongfulness of my statements. If you don't think I'm wrong much, maybe that's the issue. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Who's on the line, Brian?
Looks like it's Chet.
Chet Holmgren on the line with us. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Chet, you're on with Jeremy and Joe. What's up, Chet?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, I was going to talk about how I don't think Texas or Iowa can be a Cinderella just because the story of Cinderella is about, you know, coming from a modest beginning and becoming like the queen of the ball, not the queen of the ball, but the show of the ball, and then the prince going and trying to find a Cinderella and going through the glass slipper. So, like, when you look at a team like Drake from last year, they were Cinderellas, and then they were the person that the, I guess, like the prince was going out to find. And then that's why you see Iowa go out and get the head coach from Drake and the star player search from Drake as well. You're not going to see that from Texas or Iowa. They're not going to lose their coaches to someone trying to go and find their Cinderella, you know? So I think coming from a mid-major school, that's going to be the criteria to being a Cinderella. So, like, High Point has the ability to be a Cinderella. Someone goes out and sees their coach, and they're in their best player. A team like Santa Clara, had their coach had gotten that timeout in time, or had the referee saw him trying to get that timeout and he beat Kentucky, he might have been on his way to being Cinderella. I just don't think because of the stature of Texas, having the resources that they already have, no one's going to be going out to like get their coaches because the coach is already where he wants to be. You know what I mean? So I think that is kind of what kills that criteria to being a Cinderella, if that makes any sense.
Thanks, Chet. I think that makes perfect sense.
I think it was a good breakdown of Cinderella.
It was a good breakdown.
Yeah.
They're still my Cinderella, but.
What's that?
They're still going to be my Cinderella, but.
Yeah, I think you're on the wrong side of this.
That's fine. I'm okay with being on the wrong side of history. Yeah. When's the last time they won anything meaningful?
I don't know. Brian doesn't pay attention to Texas. Brian only pays attention to Texas whenever they're on the national stage.
It's true.
Yeah.
Arch. No.
Yeah.
He's paying attention. He's locked in. Not to the show, but he's locked in.
Yeah. Does Brian even hear us back there? Does he even hear what we're saying?
Not at that point. No, I'm still. Well,
there you go.
You're probably dunking on the fact that I don't follow Texas baseball in March.
No, that's not what we're talking about.
Okay. Well, that I just assumed.
J-Bone, get your boy some tickets. Have you seen the ticket prices?
They're pricey.
Like, my family's not going. Yeah, I'm going to give you a random that I never have met in my life.
You wouldn't get Gerard Johnson tickets. You're not going to get some rando tickets.
No, I wouldn't. And Gerard ghosted me, too, so I think our relationship is over, Gerard and I.
Yeah, I'm seeing
I'll have great memories, though, of Gerard and I. His father being my driver's ed teacher. What's your
favorite
memory? Probably his father being my driver's ed teacher. Yeah, rest his soul. He's no longer with us. Great man. He really was. The Johnson family, Larry Johnson was his name, not grandmama, Mr. Johnson, Gerard's dad. He and his wife would adopt like so many kids. They had like 7 or 8 kids.
Wow.
Other than the, you know, what would you call it? Paternal kids?
Yep.
The Johnson brothers. His older brother played at Prairie View A&M. He was biological a strength children. Coach.
Paternal just means you're that from your father's side.
Well, I think that counts too. I think they were from his father's side.
Well, no, but the term would be biological children.
There you go, biological children. That feels so like scientific, though. It feels kind of gross to say that.
Smart Brian.
See, it feels like a test tube, baby. You know what I mean?
It does.
You say it that way. I don't know if I like that.
I agree the terminology sounds weird, but
I don't know if I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was probably my favorite memory of the Johnson family, though. His father being my driver's ed teacher and teaching me the ways of the road, how to drive on our highways.
It's Mr. Johnson's fault that you now critique everyone else's parking?
It might be. Might be. C. Bruce, yes. Rest in peace, Coach Johnson. He was one of my coaches at Humble, class of 1997. Dang, you're old, man. 1997? That's 6 years older than me.
That's serious.
This is mean.
You're in your late 40s.
Older than me, even.
No, I'm just kidding. Good to see you, C. Bruce. Yeah, he was awesome. 713-780-ESPN. Was a great quarterback at A&M, too. I saw Dr. Barrett, though, do him dirty on the internet the other day. Brian, I wonder if I can find this. Whenever he left, he was like dogging on Gerard, and he found an old A&M video of whenever he was there when he was doing like dancing. It was I want to see if I can find it.
Was he doing the Aggie yell?
No, he was like singing some like country song about like the College Station and how great College Station is. Brian would get a kick out of it because he's a Longhorn, so he'll love it.
I saw them do the yell leader stuff like in like the hotel lobby. Weird.
I mean, I appreciate it. They have a fond, you know, brotherhood there.
They do, but
it's weird.
In the middle of, like, the lobby.
Well, of course, you say that as a Longhorn.
Yeah, they got good fans. I feel like that's fair take.
I talked to Andrew while we were there. Andrew, nice guy, fighting Texas Aggie basketball. Andrew Monaco. He does a great job. I have a healthy respect for all these schools. Healthy respect for all of them. I can't find it. It was Gerard, like you know, it was Gerard wearing, like, an Abercrombie and Fitch shirt with jeans, and he was singing, like, some country, like, you know, boy band stuff. It wasn't his best look. I thought he did him dirty. Did I laugh?
By
yes.
Playing it? Yeah.
Did I think it was funny? Yes, I thought it was funny. But I thought he did him a little dirty.
Look, sometimes you make a weird video, it's got to go on the internet.
It wasn't him. I mean, somebody asked him to do it.
Oh, okay.
Like, it wasn't like, hey, I'm going to do this. It was, I found it. It says Gerard Johnson official music video. Where should I send this, Brian? So you
just
can play it immediately.
Put it at the top of the dock. I'll grab it.
All right. Top of the dock. It's under Need to Pull. Yeah, I found that Dr. Barrett, I learned this from Dr. Barrett, which he teaches me a lot on the internet. Yeah, thank you, Aggie Land, if you use official music video. I wouldn't have done this, but he ended our relationship whenever he left to Philadelphia and didn't respond whenever I said that was a great landing spot.
This is his fault?
With our relationship? What's his fault?
That we have to
that we're playing this.
Yeah. I'm a jaded lover. And now we're going to
should have texted you back.
He should have texted. If he texted me back, we wouldn't be playing this, Brian. Absolutely, it's his fault.
You see the cheapest ticket right now, it looks like, is like $450.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
This is why you should have listened to us whenever we've been talking about it for weeks, that, hey, buy your tickets now. Mm-hmm. We were saying it.
Across the 25 line of what is that?
The start of the video.
Oh, really? Oh, this is 5 minutes and 43 seconds? We won't play the whole thing.
I think we should.
The video, though, like he's in a locker room looking at his jersey. Is this his voice? Is this him now?
It's him on the screen, yeah.
I feel dirty banging on Gerard like this. Buddy, but it's his voice. Like an Abercrombie shirt with khaki pants.
Maybe Casario found this video. That's why they usually started.
Wasn't swarmy enough. You don't like the song?
Come on, Joe. What do you think?
It's fine.
I'm not sure how I feel about his vocal chops. The video, though, makes it like 10 times better.
I'm like watching it from afar.
Yeah. Like he's walking to the field. This is the course right here. Acting women. I feel like he cut his shirt and rip it off like Hulk Hogan.
I don't feel like he can get down with Hulk Hogan.
I mean,
this isn't bad, guys.
It's not bad.
It's not good. It's in the middle.
Weird.
It's a little Nick Lachey-y.
Yeah.
I can kind of hear you.
Little Nick Lachey-y.
Yeah. It's just strange.
I mean, he was the star quarterback at the time.
Did Johnny ever do this?
Music written by Gerard Johnson.
He's basically doing coke.
Produced by Britt Lloyd and Thomas Kilgore. Directed by Bradley Chiranza of Chiranza Studios. Special thanks to 12th Man Production.
You think they want credit for this?
Oh, they got him. They got another video with him in the studio recording it. Probably not as good as the music video.
What, behind the scenes?
The comments. This was 14 years ago. The comment. Thank you, Gerard. My son is an Aggie this year in the court. Member of the class of 15. Gig him. Mr. Johnson, you had a rough senior year. I hope you get a chance to see your pro career take off. You were a class act. He is a class act. Except that time he ghosted me. A true classy Aggie. Whoop. Awesome. Let's get real no diggity Monday night. Trap style was your best work. Just saying. All right. That was. He's no longer with us, though. He's now in Philly.
Yep.
And whenever I said, hey, Philly's a great landing spot, rooting for you, he didn't respond. Didn't respond to me.
Do the Texans play the Eagles this year so we can play it again? I don't think they do.
Well, they play the Cowboys. The Cowboys, is that a divisional matchup? Or is that the strength of schedule?
Yeah, I think it's the strength of schedule.
No.
They play the division.
They play
that division this year. So let's remember that. Let's cue that up.
Yeah, they we'll play it again. At the Eagles this year.
Eagles, one of the two teams the Texans have never beat. So maybe Gerard helps them get one done.
Second, Seattle?
No, Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota. That's right. John Gernard. All right, 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. Has the transfer portal killed Cinderella's? A little bit. NIL, too. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. San Diego State was a Cinderella. If a team has no business being as far as they are in the tourney, they're a Cinderella, no matter the brand. That's a point for you. Another junkie, Blaine. I'm a full-on Longhorn fan. Never can be considered a Cinderella. Yeah, I don't think that Texas would like that.
Oh, yeah. They might not like it, but.
Brian, I'm from Humble. I am from Humble, yeah. I'm not reading the rest of your thing, though.
I feel like if you play in the first four, you can qualify as a Cinderella.
No way.
I mean, UCLA once played in there. Syracuse once played in there.
Well, it's not the real tournament. We established that last week.
Junkie says that wasn't Gerard. That was John Mayer. The Johnson song is typical A&M stuff. And I'll end there. 713-780-ESPN. Let's get to the Rockets. Amin Thompson, buzzer beater, Reed Sheppard, walking highlight. Got to talk about it. 713-780-ESPN. It's Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
ESPN 97.5.
To Durant on Adebayo. KD pulls up. Wild shot. Bounced off. Tipped in. It was tipped in. Amin Thompson tipped it in. Rockets 123. He won 22.
You're back with Jeremy and Joe, broadcasting live from inside the Huntington Bank Studios
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Great to call. 713-780-3776.
9-4.
Yeah, that was a great call.
I love Ackerman.
Yeah, he's great. He's the best. Wish I was a baller. Ryan does step on his toes, though.
Yes, he does.
Didn't love that part.
So that's why I grade Craig's call.
Craig was a 10.
Yeah.
Ryan brought it down.
Yeah, but only like a smidge.
Right on a smidge.
Not like the guy last week we played.
Oh, yeah, he was all over.
He was all over.
Yeah, no, he just kind of cheered whenever Craig was cheering. I think it was too bad. I don't sound hypercritical right now. It was good. Ryan didn't step on his toes too much.
We're critical of everyone.
People think I'm very critical.
They do.
Yeah, I think I'm very critical. Yeah. I compliment more than I criticize, why. Though, I think. You know, I look at many things I say about you guys. I'm always complimentary of you guys. I'm never critiqueful of you guys. 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. It's Brian frenetically moves around back there in the production room.
He's ignoring you again.
I know. Amin Thompson with the game winner there. I mean, Rockets went 2-0 this weekend.
Yeah,
a lot to
did.
Be happy about. Like, yay. Yay. Rocket power.
It's been a while since we've heard that.
2-0. I'm happy about the Rockets winning those two games. You can't lose those two games. At home, you know, Miami's fine. But 2-0. I wanted them to go 2-0 this week. They went 2-0 this week.
I mean, Bam was good. 32-21.
Yeah, I mean, he probably would have scored, you know, 80-something if the Rockets got out of the way and, yeah, you know, like the Wizards did.
But I like what we saw over the weekend. I like seeing Reed in the starting lineup. I like what we're seeing from a men with the rebound, 18 rebounds yesterday or on Saturday.
He's not a point. I like him way more where he's playing. See, the Reed Shepherd of the starting five thing, I think, makes more sense for a men than it does Reed.
It's, yes, it just, it clears things up for what the roster should look like. It's not, like, I like seeing Reed in this role. I like that he played 37 minutes in the game. He's doing that in the last two. I hope this stays. Like, I think at this point, if you have, you know, hope in the playoffs, which I know there's not much going around right now, it starts with a change like this. So I'm for this. I'm very for this.
Yeah. Yeah. It's I could go either way. Now, the fact that you don't have a point guard, I think it's better for a man. Like, Reed can put up that kind of production off the bench starting. It doesn't really matter. Lead story from yesterday's game, though, Kevin Durant, or 2 days ago, Kevin Durant passing Jordan. So Jordan, a better scorer than Jordan. Durant, better than Jordan. 32,293 points passing MJ. Now the sixth greatest of all time, Michael Jordan.
And I know.
I mean, LeBron's better than Jordan. Kareem's better than Jordan.
Yep.
Malone's better than Jordan.
Brian's
Kobe's better than Jordan. And now Durant is better than Jordan.
Yeah.
Jordan's kind of a bum if you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, wait till James Harden passes him. Then he's really screwed.
I mean, Jordan was playing with plumbers.
He was.
He was playing with guys who needed second jobs in the offseason.
That's right.
Like, he was scoring against nobody. Couldn't make a three to save his life.
Yes, couldn't do it.
At the times that he did make threes, he looked over the crowd like, I can't believe I did that. It's like, I can't believe it. That's what he did the time against
right.
the Trailblazers.
Why are you rage baiting the text line?
I'm trying to rage bait Joe, and he's not falling for it.
No, okay. I'm not going for it.
I wasn't trying to rage bait the text line.
I'm not going for it.
I was trying to rage bait Joe, and Joe's not falling for it. But that's true against the Blazers, against Clyde Drexler. He hit all those threes. Like, I can't believe
he's
I'm
like,
doing
I
this.
I can't believe they're going in.
I can't believe I'm doing. No, I think Jordan's the greatest of all time.
Yes, of course.
I was trying to rage bait Joe. He didn't fall for it.
Wasn't going to happen.
But cool for Kevin Durant. Now,
absolutely,
I thought it was
cool.
I thought it was interesting, too. Durant was like, four more to go. He said, four more to go.
I like that.
With a smile.
No,
I mean,
he's got a long way to go. He's got 11,000 points.
11,000 behind LeBron.
Yeah.
He's not getting there.
And LeBron's maybe playing like one more season?
Like, what's...
Maybe?
Let's just say he retires this year. Let's say LeBron retires after this season. I don't believe that he does. But let's say that he does. Let's just call it, I don't know. Let's just say he's got to get to 44,000 in his career.
Mm-hmm.
Which that's still, I mean, LeBron's going to fall short of that the rest of the season. Let's just call 44,000. Let's say Durant needs 11,500 points to get up to number one. Because he kind of said four more. I don't know, he was joking when he said that. He would have to play for like seven more years.
Minimum six. But yeah, probably seven.
Yeah. Not happening.
He's not going to play that long.
No. No.
He'd be 45.
I think he's got this contract.
And I know he was joking. Who can he realistically catch, though?
Well, he's going
he
to pass Kobe.
Third? He'll get past Kobe.
He can pass Karl Malone.
Malone's got just under 37,000.
Yeah, well, he can get to three.
You think he can get to – can he pass Kareem at 38K and change?
I think he's going to play just not long enough.
I think if he wanted to get there, he could.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure he's going to care that much.
No. It just – well, what is he – like, what's the end of his career look like?
Right.
Like where is he playing? Because – I mean, maybe he stays in Houston after this, what, three-year contract? Maybe there's one more. I like the theory that people are throwing out there that is it a coincidence that Kevin Durant's contract is going to end exactly when the Seattle Supersonics are going to come back?
Why would he care about that?
Just maybe he'll go back.
Why would he care about that?
I don't know. Some people are weird. They're saying LeBron might go to Cleveland next year just to end his career in Cleveland.
But when he signed that contract, he didn't know that the Sonics would be back at that point in time.
Right. Yeah. I think you care about storylines.
I do care about
like you were gung-ho about that Kyle Tucker to Tampa thing. Like, I think you look more at, like, storyline and, like, sexy storyline than you really do about, like, the realistic possibility of player going there.
Sure. That's fine. Storylines are fun.
That's a tell of yours.
Yeah, they make things interesting.
You're like, this is going to happen because it sounds good.
I didn't
good.
Say it was going to happen. But
you entertain it more than, like, a normal would.
No, I don't agree. I think I'm more with the norm.
I mean, you entertain the Kevin Durant going to Seattle thing kind of convincingly.
Yeah, I think
I don't find that to be possible.
I think you're
like he's going to go to an expansion team to finish his career.
I think you're not the norm.
Brian doesn't think so either. Yeah. I know he's not the norm, but at least he's on my side here.
You'll take it in this case.
He's the norm whenever it's convenient
for
me.
When it's convenient for you, Brian's in the norm. Yeah, for sure. No, I think he can finish third though.
I think he can get to third.
Maybe. I mean, you're right. Maybe he could get to two, but. I just don't know if he's going to play that long.
Nah, I mean, it depends on his desire.
I mean, his game.
If he wants to chase, he can chase.
His game holds up. That's what benefits him.
Yeah, he's not like he doesn't have to be super athletic.
Yeah.
I think he can roll out of bed and score when he's 60.
Yeah, like LeBron's game is slowing. LeBron could have made this impossible for anyone to ever beat it, but he slowed down so much.
Yeah, because he relies so much on athleticism.
Where KD can just be kind of what Dirk was at the end of his career, just kind of a spot-up shooter for a team, whether they're good, bad, indifferent. Like, so he could get to
it. Depends on his desire. Yeah, he could always have a job until he's like 43, yeah. 44.
I struggle to see him passing LeBron.
He's not getting to LeBron.
Yeah.
Like, best case for Kevin Durant is he's second all time.
Yes.
He's not getting to LeBron.
How high do you think Harden gets?
Where's he at?
So he's ninth. He's at 29,000 right now. The next two are pretty close, and Wilt and Dirk's at 31,560, and he's seventh.
He's still kind of scoring in bunches, too.
Yeah. Like, I think Jordan can, I mean, Harden can push Jordan down the list.
He'll be 37 next year, though.
Yeah.
Let's see. He's got 29. How much does he need to get to Jordan?
He needs
only 3,000. Actually, yeah. Less than 3,000. Yeah, he'll get there. He'll get to Jordan.
Yeah, he'll get to Jordan. He might get to Kobe, too.
He might get to Jordan not next year, but the year after. I mean, he'll score, what, three? See, the last 2 years, he has scored almost 3,300 points. So let's say 3,000. Let's say he slows down, plays two more years, 3,000. That puts Harden at, what, 32? 32 and change? Yeah, he passes Jordan in 2 years.
And at some point, his game can translate really well of just being a spot-up shooter.
Well,
if he wants.
I don't know if I like the term spot-up shooter for Harden. But a guy who can maybe score, crafty, scoring off the bench, stuff like that. No, I think he's going to pass. I think he'll pass Kobe as well. I think Harden will be top five.
The difference with Harden is I wonder what the appetite is for him on other teams.
Because other teams bringing him in?
Yeah.
Well, I think it does feel
a little different. Where he's wanted the big contract, hasn't been willing to back off of it. That's why he got traded to the Cavs.
Right, but would he like money and be willing to play for $25 million a year as a sixth man?
I think eventually he could, yeah.
Like, I would be happy to do that, sure, of course. I think he will.
Yeah, he hasn't done it yet.
Well, he hasn't had to.
Yeah. Or he still would be in the Clippers if he was willing to take lesser money.
Like, I don't see Harden as a guy who retires, per se. Like, he's always chasing the dollar, right? And if he still has some in the tank and can make $20, $25 million even as a reserve, why wouldn't he?
So he more just gets pushed out at some point.
Yeah, more or less. Like, I don't think he's, like, going to get cut from a team or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But more or less. Like, maybe he retires when, you know, like Chris Paul. Let's use Chris Paul as the example. Maybe he retires last year. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. As opposed to like trying for one more gig, one more job, and then gets cut. Like, I think it'd be more like that, where he can see the writing on the wall. Maybe I can get one more, you know, $3 million, $5 million contract, but I know I don't have it. It's not worth it at this point. Yeah, maybe something like that.
Yeah.
I think Durant would kind of be the same way.
Yeah. I mean, he took a discount to come here.
Like, he loves to play. He loves to be around basketball. He loves to talk in his group chat about, you know, the players he thinks are dumb.
I think he's tweeting again.
In our words. Had he stopped?
Yeah, he didn't tweet for like a month.
Which I think is a huge tell.
Yeah.
If he's not tweeting for a month, it was Kevin Durant.
Yeah, it was 100% Kevin Durant.
You think the team like suspended him for a month off social media?
That would be very funny.
There's no chance anybody's telling Kevin Durant what to do.
No. But yeah, he didn't tweet for like a good month, basically.
So he probably until he hired his new social media team.
Yeah.
Because remember, he fired them all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he tweeted like, he went like 15 days without tweeting, which is not Kevin Durant.
No. Yeah, that's a sign of guilt. That's an admission of guilt if I've ever seen
one.
He's
guilty.
Yeah, he's guilty.
I'm fully convinced. I'm 100% convinced now he's guilty.
I am too.
I have no doubt in my mind.
I don't know either.
It's not the reason why the Rockets have struggled at times this year for long stretches.
Only other thing on yesterday's game, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Tari Eason's an idiot.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Tari? And a lot of people are blaming Rafael for having him in that spot. Okay, that's fair. That's a fair criticism. What'd I say?
Rafael.
Yeah, you may. Tari's, that was terrible. Terrible pass.
It was awful, and I do think Ime deserves some blame here.
That's fine.
Obviously.
It's valid.
But it's a low basketball IQ play.
Low IQ.
So you shouldn't put him in that position. And the Rockets have done that a couple times this year where it's like, why is this guy inbounding the ball in this situation? You know, why is, if a team's pressing you, why is a man not one of
So you know what I think happened there? What I think went through Ime's mind was, these are the five that are on the floor. Let me put Tari in a spot where he's not shooting the free throws. But at that point, it's why wouldn't you just sub him out?
Exactly. Like, because I think that mindset makes some sense, but just don't take, you can't have him in the game then.
Bring in somebody else.
Yeah, you can't be in the basketball game if the reason why he has to inbounds is because you don't want him to shoot the free throws either.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's a good process, p-
partially, but it's a bad process to have him on the court at the same time.
Just in general.
Yeah, take him out of the game.
All right, we got to talk on highlight culture, how much I hate highlight culture, and how much people hate me for hating highlight culture. 713-780-3776. It's Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2. As much as I hate highlight culture, I love Federal American Grill equally, just because it's so good, it's so tasty, it's so wonderful. You can always order your food at Federal American Grill straight from the website. Order online, thefederalgrill.com. Order for lunch, order for dinner, order anytime in between. Cut out the middleman. Just order straight from thefederalgrill.com, and you're going to be happy that you did, because their food is phenomenal. It's fantastic, whether you're starting off with some smoked pork belly, whether you're eating on the lighter side of things with their Cobb salad. Maybe you're getting a Freedom Burger, which, by the way, they donate a dollar for every Freedom Burger sold to our veterans at Camp Hope. Or maybe you're getting one of those great federal features like the surf and turf, 4 ounce filet, 2 blackened shrimp, some truffled mashed potatoes. It is all wonderful. It's all so tasty. Or maybe you're just stopping in for social hour. Social hour 3 to 7 every single day at Federal American Grill. The vibes are immaculate. The food is wonderful. $10 appetizers too, so it's very affordable. Handcrafted drink specials, world-class whiskey and bourbon. This is perfect after work, perfect for getting the night started. It's perfect all the time from 3 to 7. Be mindful of the Easter brunch coming up April 5th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. New features such as the corned beef hash skillet, deviled eggs, carrot cake muffin, because it's Easter after all. Kentucky Derby Party coming up on May 2nd. You're going to be there for that. And also their partnership with RC Ranch. They'll be opening their RC Ranch Meat Market alongside their team in Hedwig Village this fall. Hedwig Village, one of the 6 locations to choose from. You got Katy, you got Shepherd, downtown location, River Oaks location is open, and then, of course, my spot up in the Woodlands. So get on out there, the Federal American Grill, where precision cooking meets quality ingredients in a tribute to classic American cuisine.
ESPN 97.5.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
He's Joe, I'm Jeremy. Rocky on the text line, Stone needs to regret not trading Tari when he was high. Like his trade value? I think he's talking about his trade value. Surely he's not paying big money to a backup. I would agree. I would agree with you, Rocky. I don't think that they're going to match Tari Eason's contract that he signs in restricted free agency, and the moment that that happens, I'm going to knock Rafael Stone for not trading him at the deadline.
Yeah, I do think now.
I think that's the take I had the other day.
Yeah,
remember we had the conversation. Like I couldn't remember what take I had based on something happening. That's what it was, because I said it on the deadline day.
I
said if they don't match Tari Eason's restricted free agent term sheet, offer sheet, whatever it's called in the NBA, and they. You know, they don't do that, and they hadn't traded Tari because it came after the deadline. I said, I'm going to knock Rafael for that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to knock Rafael for that when it happens.
I think even last week we briefly mentioned this, and I pushed back against it. The more I've thought about it and the way the Rockets team has played, they could have used Tari for something else. And I know his contract's not super expensive, and all the apron stuff is super complicated, and the NBA has made it nearly impossible to make trades at this point. But just letting him walk in the offseason, because I definitely don't want him back at this point.
No.
Like,
Now,
the way he's playing, his contract could play into a market that I'm comfortable with.
Maybe.
And then still moving on from Jabari. But I really struggle to see an idea where Tari and Jabari are both on the Rockets in the 26-27 season.
Yeah.
This doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I would agree. I'd agree with Rocky, too. So, highlight culture was on full display the other day. And I do want to say this first. Reed Sheppard yesterday, his game, 23 points, 14 assists. He had 0 turnovers in the game yesterday, which bullying works. This is what I want to see from Reed. And look, I don't want Reed to, you know, he's not going to have 0 turnover games every game that he plays in. We all know that. We all know that turnovers are going to happen. I just don't like those turnovers being celebrated. So great to see that he didn't have any turnovers yesterday. But this came the other day, Friday, where Reed Sheppard had this chase. It was a great block. Great hustle play by Reed Sheppard. I think it was a terrible play by whoever this hawk was. I don't remember which hawk it was. But he got to the rim and then tried to do like a tomahawk. Like you put the the basketball behind his head. Mm-hmm. Like, you're putting it on a tee. Like, why are you putting the ball back there? You just go dunk, shield little Reed Sheppard away from your body. There's no chance this gets blocked either.
Yep.
Which, again, like, people don't see that when they see the highlight. Like, oh, my goodness, what a chase down blocked by Reed Sheppard. If the idiot Hawk doesn't put the ball behind his head and on a tee for Reed Sheppard, it doesn't get blocked anyways.
Or hustles at all.
Or yeah, he kind of coasts.
He coasts.
Well, I think that the Reed's hustle caught him off guard. Which look, I applaud Reed for the hustle. I love hustle. Like, people who play hard are my favorite players. So I respect the heck out of that. I think people kind of got that twisted whenever I was, you know, mocking this, because everybody is tweeting about this chase down block. Mm-hmm. Every Rockets aggregator has tweeted about it. Rockets are talking about it. Sports Illustrated's talking about it. Bleacher Report's talking about it. The Shin is talking about it. The NBA is talking about it. They posted this video of Reed Sheppard throwing the ball away to this idiot Hawk, and this idiot Hawk runs down the floor, cocks the basketball behind his head, putting it on a tee for Reed Sheppard to swat away. Great hustle. I'm not knocking the hustle. Great hands. I'm not knocking the hands. But why are we celebrating the dude turning the basketball over? Why are we celebrating? Here you go. Take the ball. And now I'm going to go block it so it lands on all these highlights. And I know that wasn't going through his mind. And I know turnovers happen in the NBA. But, Joe, I will never, never, ever celebrate a turnover. Ever in my life will I celebrate a turnover. I will not do it. I will die on this Taos Hill. I don't care if I'm Clint Eastwood, get off my lawn guy, because I'm never going to celebrate turnovers, ever. If you ever catch me celebrating a turnover, Joe, it is time for me to get out of the business. It is time for me to retire. I will never celebrate a turnover.
Yeah, see, I think what's missed here, especially from the people as I'm reading the comments in your Twitter.
It's funny.
Very funny.
I was getting dragged.
Big time.
Dragged. Miserable loser came up a lot.
This is like, both things can be true.
Right.
It can be a great hustle, great chase down block, and he's done that a lot this year. He also, a lot of these chase down blocks are because he puts himself in that position for it, whether he gets cooked, he gets ripped on a steal, he just turns the ball over like this. It's a sloppy pass where he was clearly eyeing down KD and they read it really well. So it's a great play. It's a great recovery.
Yeah.
It's still not a great pass. You shouldn't ignore it.
You know what's kind of like, what's funny too is the Rockets, whenever they edited the video, they actually took off the turnover.
Oh, really?
And the Shin took off the turnover too. So the, like, those two edits are a little different than the aggregators' edits, because it picks it up when the idiot Hawk is at half court.
Sure.
That's when it didn't show the turnover, which I admire, because it makes me look better. Because now it makes me look like, look, the Rockets. They
you
know
look
ball.
Like you.
The Rockets.
That's a W for you,
right? That's a W for me.
Reed, like Texas treat CJ Stroud with the friendly edits.
Reed got a friendly edit. They took away the turnover, only showed the block. Got a very friendly edit. Reed Sheppard did. So them having a friendly edit makes my take look stronger.
It does.
Because they recognize the mistake. They recognize the turnover. And here's the other thing. Again, you can appreciate the hustle. I have no problem appreciating the hustle. I love hustle. I love hustle more than anybody. You won't find somebody love hustle more than me. All right? I'm Mr. Hustle over here. Call me Pete Rose. People called me that. People call me Pete Rose. They never called me that. I'm making that
up. Is that accurate?
Up. No, it's not, Nick. You called me a BS flag. You're right. But
you threw it on yourself.
No, like, I want to be honest with the listeners sometimes. I lost my train of thought. Oh, here, start of the possession, right?
Yeah.
The Rockets have the ball, right? Rockets are in possession of the basketball at the start of this play, right? Mm-hmm. Rockets are in possession of the basketball at the start of the play. Even after the great hustle block by Reed Sheppard, whose ball is it?
Still Atlanta's.
It's still a net loss.
Yeah.
You started with the ball. You ended with the other team having the ball. It's still a net loss, even though it was a great hustle play. And even though the Hawk had to put it on a tee with the cock-backed basketball above his head, it's still their ball. He cocked it back.
You're really challenging me not to be a child right now.
Even after all that, it's still their ball.
It's still
a net loss.
Say Hawk.
And I was trying to think of a cross sports like reference to this, and I didn't come up with a great one. I don't think there is a great one. The only one I could come up with, and people were like rightfully saying that's not a apples to apples comp, which it's not. I get that. Is like when a quarterback throws an interception and they hustle back to tackle him at the 5 yard line.
I was gonna say CJ's first ever interception.
Yeah, like
when he threw a pick and then they got fumbled it.
Okay.
And then they recovered it.
But, but that's not the...
But it's not the same.
You didn't lose possession.
The Texans.
And look, I get that NFL possessions, there's like 2.5 per quarter versus the NBA where there's endless possessions. I get that it's not the same, you know, impact. Mm-hmm. But that's pretty... That's the best cross-sport reference or comparison I can think of. Quarterback throws an interception. He runs and makes a great hustle play to make a tackle. I appreciate the effort. Good job. Thank you for not getting hurt. But I'm not going to celebrate a turnover. Mm-hmm. Same thing here. And I get there's more possessions than NBA. Don't get it twisted. I just... And I'm glad that Reed bounced back with a zero turnover game. That was really nice to see. Mm-hmm. I think he probably saw this. There's some people that are critical of my bullying work.
That Jeremy Branham guy's
he's
coming
like,
after
He's him. Like, I really want to please Branham and not turn the ball over because I know he appreciates ball and knows ball. Well, thank you. Thank you, Reed. You listened.
Yeah, but you got roasted.
I did get roasted. Yeah. Any of your favorites there?
The miserable loser.
Miserable loser multiple times.
Is the good one.
Miserable loser. I got thrown out a lot.
Yeah.
Sleeper. Like all these aggregators too. They like, they twist these positive like Rocket tweets.
Yeah.
They came after me. Cause like the Rockets can do no bad, right? Like Sleeper Rockets. Cause I quote tweeted Sleeper Rockets highlight, which was rejected by Reed, angry emoji. And I said, we're just going to ignore that his turnover caused this, aren't we?
Yep.
Because I knew that was going to happen. I didn't expect it to explode, though.
Yeah.
I didn't expect the Rockets Twitter to talk about it. I didn't expect the NBA to talk about it. But I was like, we're just going to ignore this, huh? And then everybody's like, yes, you're a miserable loser. Sleeper Rockets, yes, we are. That was a great recovery. Still Hawks ball. The biased Houston guy. All these people do great jobs. They're, you know, overly positive. They don't keep it real with you like we do. Part of the game, you're going to throw turnovers. He made up for it, which I'm not going to nitpick the throw turnovers. That seems like kind of a noob thing to say.
Sure.
Like throw turnovers? I've never heard of throw turnovers.
Never in basketball.
I've heard of turning it over. Mm-hmm. What else? Like, I've never heard of throw turnovers. I've never heard that ever.
No, I have never.
I can't think of a sport throw turnovers in football. Heard that.
Yeah, I've never. Like, that's kind of a casual thing to say. But of course, he gets a bunch of likes because he's, you know, you got, you know, tons of followers. Decent bait, dude. STFU. No, we're not going to ignore it. Okay, there you go. 90% of NBA players stop in their tracks. Cool. It's fine to celebrate the hustle, but let's not ignore the turnover here.
Yeah, it's because that is like so many players, they don't chase it down.
Made up for it with the block. Did he? The Rockets still didn't have possession. I respect the effort to fix his mistake, unlike Harden catching a stray. Yes, we're going to ignore it because we're not miserable losers. Yeah, we're going to ignore it because he made up for it. Not just more important that he was able to immediately fix a mistake. Is it? Hawks? It's Hawks ball. Debbie Downer gif, which I appreciate. It's kind of funny. Goodness, you're a miserable loser. What turnover? WTF is wrong with you. STFU. I'm getting bullied on the internet.
You are.
And you guys are just here laughing at it.
But you seek that out.
You guys are. I didn't seek it out.
You seek out getting bullied.
No, I didn't seek out getting bullied. That wasn't the intent of the tweet. Intent of a tweet was to be a hardo that I don't like turnovers.
Yeah,
but I didn't expect to get bullied on the internet about it.
And
I didn't
you know what
I really didn't expect? Me getting bullied about it, then you guys laughing about me being bullied.
Because I know you're.
You are what's wrong with America.
I know your skin is thicker than that.
No, I have very thin skin.
No, you
don't. This deeply offended me.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I slept less over these things, over these tweets. I really did.
No, you didn't.
I slept a lot less because
unrelated.
No.
I don't even think that's worth. I don't think this is even worth a BS flag.
Am I wrong here, though? Like, am I wrong for like no. being like? I wasn't upset. I wasn't upset.
Negative.
And look, this isn't even an anti-Reed tweet. This isn't even an anti-retake. This is an anti-highlight culture take.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't like how we sit here and watch these highlights like that guy's the greatest ever. Whenever it was still a net negative play.
Yeah, it's not.
Even with the block, it's a net negative play.
And he forced a turnover on the next play, I think it was.
Which wasn't part of the highlight.
Yeah.
Not part of the highlight.
And then it hits a three. So that's sort of like in the end, did it hurt the Rockets? No, not at all. But it's I don't think you're wrong here either that it's we celebrate mistakes because something cool happened at the end of it. And again, it's a great play. It's great hustle. Not a lot of players in the NBA would chase that block down.
Did the Hawks score on that play after they took the ball out of bounds?
No.
Which it worked out in the end. But again, well, that's apart from the highlight.
You're right.
But look, because when a highlight culture, I'm talking about things in a vacuum. It's still plus. Like, you gifted away a possession. You threw a possession into the trash and the other team got the ball. It'd be like throwing $100 and five $20 bills into the fire. And you, like, yanking out four of the $20 bills before they all burn. Like, excellent effort. I'm happy that you did that. You know what I would have really liked? You not to throw the $20 into the fire. That's what I would have really liked. Like, I could appreciate two things separately. But highlight culture is like you see the guy pulling the money out of the fire, but you totally ignore that he threw it into the fire.
Because mm-hmm. the video didn't start until he pulled it out.
That's true.
No, depending on which video. Depending on which video. Rockets video
that's
did.
The joke I'm making.
That's just my take. I just hate the highlight culture. And that we see this a lot with, like, the Josh Allens of the world. Like, people see this Josh Allen, like, you know, he runs through people and he throws these amazing touchdowns. And then they, like, won't show the mistakes that he makes in games. Yeah, and that's why he's not a winning player.
But that's kind of what Super Bowl winning player. Like, as we talk about highlight culture, like, that's what sports has turned into.
For sure, but that's my issue.
No,
that's
my issue. Yeah, because like that's all it is now. Like people ignore. It's like the CJ defenders that are still out there. They pull a couple highlights from a game and they ignore everything else that happened.
Right.
It's just they care about just the things that look good on Twitter.
Yeah. And that's the issue that like you post this and it goes viral and it's like, well, the reality is you probably should have turned it over.
Yeah, and the thing is too, and the reason why in this instance I know you're right.
Thank you.
It's because I can
boom,
guarantee.
There we go. Jeremy Branham's right.
Many people at the station know this to be true.
Ime said the exact same thing.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. I watch from a coach's lens,
Yeah.
Because, Coach Branham. I have an eye for these sort of things. I have an eye for these sort of things. Mm-hmm. You know what they say? They say whenever your senses, like whenever you lack a sense, that your other senses get stronger.
Okay. So what are you lacking?
Feel, because of my wrist. Okay. My mommy's wrist.
Mommy's wrist.
Yeah, my mommy's wrist has lacked my feel sense.
Sure.
Which has elevated my eye.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It does.
I see what you did there.
That's just science.
It's science. Junkie says, I like a good ball handler. I do too, especially those that don't turn it over. Another junkie, better analogy, hosting a sports show and being wrong and everything, but still having a sports show. Who are you throwing a shot out there, junkie? Who are you suggesting that to be? Maybe it helps with Reed preventing 2 points and scored 3 on the next possession. I agree, but that wasn't part of the highlight. And also, like, that's kind of like you are condoning turnovers. Like, hey, you're allowed to, and I get it. Like, you're allowed to, turn it over if you get a stop and then knock down a three. But what happens if you don't get the stop and you don't knock down the three? How about you just knock down the three before you turn it over? Mm-hmm. Which Reed did that Saturday, which, I'm happy that he, fixed his mistakes. And here's the other thing. And I get that it wasn't a close game and all that. What if this was the final possession of a game? Like, what would the reaction be if it were? They'd be like, oh, he turned it over. Mm-hmm. Oh, he turned it over. Like, let's say he turns it over. The Hawk goes down there. He still cocks it back and it gets swatted away. But the Hawks inbound hit a game winner.
Then people are crushing Reed Shepard for turning it over.
So then why aren't we doing it in these confines? Because the situation of the game was different?
Yeah, because it's 12-10.
That's moving the goalpost for me. I don't condone turnovers ever. Ever. Maybe, so that's my stance on it. Junkie, I don't think you're a miserable loser, J-Bone. A bit of a stick in the mud, maybe. I think that's valid. I think that's fair. I was at the game when that happened. I thought to myself, we wouldn't be in this position if he didn't turn the ball over. You know ball, Junkie. You already know we're a ball. Are you being a miserable loser because you have mommy's wrist? No, they're unrelated. Is it same for Akeem on the chase down blocks on Strickland and on Kay Johnson? Didn't Akeem throw the ball away before the chase down? I'd have to go back and watch those plays, but if it was his turnover that led to the block, I just wish he wouldn't have turned it over. Mm-hmm. Now, if you, again, look at the highlight from like, let's just say you started at half court. And,
it's a great play.
Great hustle down play. I just have a tough time giving a whole lot of praise to a chase down block whenever you were the one who caused the fast break to begin with.
Well, even
that's
if
I'm saying.
Even if someone else caused it. Like, let's say it was flipped a little bit. Let's say Kevin Durant was the one who threw that pass. People would be crushing Kevin Durant for his turnovers.
Right. Yeah, he got bailed out.
Yeah, they're going, oh, great play by Reed, but KD, what are you doing there?
Yeah, and look, in this case, Reed bailed out Reed, but Reed, what were you doing there?
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of our texters are doing it right now. Well, they got to stop and you hit a three. Okay, well, don't turn it over and just hit a three.
Yeah.
And then we're all happy, and we all celebrate, and we're all happy with his praise. Junkie isn't just a sports thing. Life
junkie
in general is highlight culture. People want instant gratification and then immediately move on to the next thing in every aspect of life.
Deep.
Highlight culture doesn't tell the whole story. The generation with a TikTok attention span leads to this. Great point. Great point. Fantastic point. All of you know ball.
Junkies, ball knowers.
We famously
smart,
say
smartest
this
in the land.
The most smartest listeners in all of Houston Sports Radio. Keith from L.A., I'm with you, Branham. The highlight culture is a bit lame. There we go. I didn't think I was going to have anybody on my side here. I really didn't.
Yeah.
And I have more people on my side. Most people are not on my side. But I had more people on my side than I thought I would.
Well, it's because Twitter's
for dummies. I thought I would. You might be right.
Yeah, Twitter's like the Twitch.
Ooh,
low IQ. Who's a fat guy in his underwear living in his mother's basement.
That referee has excellent hair. Notre Dame leads Ohio State, by the way, 73-59. I know Joe's excited.
Let's go Irish.
Women's basketball tournament. We got our eye on it. No doubt he messed up, but he pulled the mop out to clean up his mess. It's a clear argument for don't ignore in victory what you win in defeat. Josh from Seabrook. That's a great point. Good point on that. All right, moving on. Let's tip the cap. Look. Oh, all you do is be critical. All you do is criticize. No, we tip a cap every Monday.
You always come in here with these down
questions.
Not
with a tip of the cap. We're going to tip the – did you hear DeAndre Hopkins give praise to Bill O'Brien over the weekend?
Yes, yes.
They were playing that stupid flag football game.
Uh-huh.
And DeAndre Hopkins credited Bill O'Brien for being able to know, like, read defenses.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't expect that.
Shout out Bill.
Did not expect
– That's a great point.
DeAndre Hopkins praising Bill O'Brien was not in my 2026 sports bingo card.
It makes me just – it was all Jack.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
Shout out
One
Bill.
One fist, two fist, red probably. Fist, blue fist.
Oh, that guy.
Missed that guy.
He ghosted us too. We might be the most ghosted radio show in the world.
Fran still hasn't texted back. We're about 7 hours in now.
Well, Fran's 3 years away from being 3 years away.
There you go.
He famously coined that.
Really?
Yeah, it was his coin. He was talking about some European player, and he said that guy's – I don't even remember the length. But he said that guy's 5 years away from being five years away. Because he used to be the ESPN European or international, like, prospect knower.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. He was the one that famously – I'm sure he wasn't the first person that said that. But I think that's where it gained popularity and notoriety. All right, we tip of the cap. Who are you tipping a cap to over the weekend in sports? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5, 97.9 HD2. You already know I'm tipping the cap to Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston. That water park coming soon. Blue Bayou Bend opening May 1st. Their official grand opening on May 9th. It's going to be awesome. Even more reason to get out to Two Creeks Crossing Resort. You can always – look, do you see what's going on with the TSA lines recently? You want nothing to do with an airport this spring, this summer. You don't have to worry about that at Two Creeks Crossing Resort because you're there in 90 minutes. You don't have to worry. Have you seen the gas prices recently? You don't want to be driving 8-9 hours away for your vacation. You're there in an hour and a half. You can get there on a quarter of a tank out there at Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston. You can save money whenever you enjoy paradise at Two Creeks Crossing Resort. Escape the city, enjoy the relaxing, great outdoors, and they got it all. Open green spaces, 92 acres worth. They got wildlife you don't see in the city. You can kayak on their creek, some of the best fishing in Texas on those creeks. They also have a catch and release pond in the middle of the property, which is a great way to teach the kiddos how to fish. 90 minutes from Houston. You can escape the city without breaking the bank, without traveling too far at Two Creeks Crossing Resort. And they got every stay for you. They got glamping, which is very popular these days. The cabins right there on the waterfront of the creeks, those are awesome. We stayed in the treehouse. The treehouse, you walk up the steps into the treehouse that's in the tree. Or if you already have an RV, pull up the RV. They have the perfect stay for everybody. And they're always taking care of you at Two Creeks Crossing Resort. Take this weekend, for instance, barbecue cook-off weekend. Doesn't that sound delicious? And then April's full of activity. Easter weekend, the first week of April. The third anniversary weekend in crawfish boil on the 10th and the 11th. Fajitas and Ritas cook-off the week after that. Chuck wagon dinner and spring fishing tournament the week after that. So you're always going to have a great time at Two Creeks Crossing Resort. Book that stay now. TwoCreeksCrossingResort.com. That's TwoCreeksCrossingResort.com.
ESPN 97.5.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.